Blog Talk Radio.
Receive that touch. Receive that touch. Power of the Holy Ghost. Just is touching that chest area right now. Hey, Rabu Sandoria, Imblanda, Imblende, Kendia. Yes, Jesus is touching that chest pain, chest condition, heart condition, whatever it is from that chest. The healing power of God is going through your spirit, soul, and body by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every yoke is being destroyed right now because of the anointing. Receive the touch of God. In the name of Jesus, receive. Hara Basaya. Imblanda. God is walking. The Holy Spirit is walking. Every youth is being destroyed because of the anointing. In the name of Jesus. Jesus is setting us free, loosing us from every chain and fetters and bonds of wickedness. By the power of the Holy Ghost, Jesus is taking away our bodies, our fears, our anxieties, our problems. Jesus is taking them away in the name of Jesus. Carry our load, carry our troubles, carry our fears, carry our problems. Carry all our sickness and disease, which is deep on Google that he is over the tower. He is making you whole right now. Receive. Arabasando. Iblondo, Iblindi. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, O God, we all that you have for us today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive your miracles, your healing, your deliverance, your blessing, your prosperity, your victory, your success, favor, righteousness, and holiness of God. We receive it through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Harabasaya. Hey, blondo riba. Hey, blondo. Hey, blondo. Hey, blondo. Harabasandoria. God is doing it. Ha. I can feel it. Miracles are happening already. God is touching that boy, that girl, that man, that woman that has come depressed and oppressed and confused. The Lord Jesus is touching you right now. He has laid his right hand of miracle healing and deliverance and blessings upon your life. Every yoke is being destroyed. The powers are being loosed. Your prayers are being set free by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, receive that touch of God. Receive that touch of God right now. Receive that touch of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. I give you glory, Lord. As we honor you. We give you glory, Lord. As we honor you, you are wonderful. You are worthy to be praised. You are wonderful. You are worthy, your love. We give you glory now. As we honor you, give glory, Lord. As we honor you, you are wonderful. Everyone is welcome. God bless you. God bless you for coming. Give glory, Lord. Happy honor you. They gave you glory, Lord. Happy worship you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, O Lord. Give you glory, Lord. Happy honor you. Give you glory, Lord. I'll be watching you. Give you glory, Lord. I'll be honoring you. You are wonderful. the bread upon the world out. So you know it's time to go on that way. Keep on casting the bread upon the world out.
And it is something we must key into and practice
receive the blessings that go with it. It all began in the book of Genesis when Abraham paid tithe to Melchizedek. Melchizedek was a kind of representing Jesus Christ in the Old Testament, priest, servant of God. So the Bible says that Abraham paid tithe to Melchizedek, and Melchizedek blessed Abraham. It's a symbol of God's principle. When you sow, you reap. Whatever you sow is what you reap. And so we look at our text today. When you look at the text, say sowing and reaping, God's message. And our text is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 and 7. Say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he that soweth bountifully shall also reap also bountifully. These are spiritual laws. And it is exactly like that. Read through the Bible. You know, Isaac sowed in the land. Isaac sowed in the land, and in the same year, the Bible says he reaped a hundredfold return. That's Genesis 26, verse 12 to 23. It was farmer. It was a time of hunger, a time when it was so tough. There was no food and water. There was farmer in the land. And in the midst of those problems, Bible says that Isaac sowed in the land. Genesis 26, verse 12 to 33. Isaac sowed in the land. And in the same year, he reaped a hundredfold return. And then the Bible says he moved forward. The other day we were talking about moving forward. Now, here comes the part two of this. Look at it. Isaac sowed a hundredfold return, and the Bible says he worked great and moved forward in life. God just made him to move forward because he had just done what God wanted him to do. And then the Bible says he moved forward. That is, he prospered and he got blessed. You know, and it is God's principle. So the point where the Philistine, LBD, I like that. The Philistine, they don't practice the principles of God. They don't practice the word of God. But I see the word of God. He sowed in the land. He sowed a seed, he sowed, and God made him to prosper. And the Bible says, what great and had blessed from possession and everything, and then he moved forward. We're talking about moving forward now. We started March 1st, we talked about moving forward. Isaac moved forward. Spiritually, physically, financially, in every area, he moved forth. And he was so blessed to the point where the Philistines envied him. I like that. I like that. The Philistines envied him. I prophesy to every one of you who have come to this service that the Philistines must envy you when you sow, when you when he performed this work, this ministry. God will make the Philistines to envy. God will so bless you for supporting this ministry and giving into this ministry that the Philistines will envy you. Oh, yes. The Philistines envied him. They don't practice the word of God. They don't follow God. They said, Isaac prospered. A lot of people are offended with the message of giving and receiving, prosper, and all those things. They think that Jesus didn't talk about it. That's not true. That's the devil's trick. In Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Luke 6, 38, Jesus said, "Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, shaken together, pressed down, running over, shall men give to your bosom." See? Jesus Christ himself was encouraging people to give the work of God, give alms to the poor, give to those in need, give to those around you, love your neighbor as yourself. Because preach all these things. In Luke 6:38, Jesus said, give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, shaken together, pressed down, running over, that people give to your books. Even Jesus Christ was preaching it. You know, a lot of people don't want to hear this, but it's in the Bible. Luke 6:38. Jesus talks about it in the Bible. So we are not just talking from fables. We are talking the word of God. We're talking what Jesus said. You know, we are preaching what Jesus, we preach Christ and him crucified. We are not preaching something else. Saying what God is saying. We are speaking the word of God. We are saying what Jesus Christ has already said in the scripture. So, there's no running away from it. It is something, it is God's law, it is God's principle, it is God's way. And when we practice it, we receive the result. When we practice it, we receive the result. It is night follow day. The spiritual law. I remember one time we went to a service and it was time to give and we all gave. And then somebody said, are they not going to pray over the giving? We just gave to the work of God. We just gave to support the minister, support the ministry, support God's work to move on. We just gave. Are they not going to pray now for God to bless us? We are all laughing. The law is a spiritual law to you, you know, in various forms. Is God going to give back to you healing, deliverance, blessing, answer prayers, your needs being met, your body is being rolled away? God is going to give back to you. God always outgives you. God always outgives you. You can't outgive God. He has everything. You know, he supply all your need according to his riches in glory. The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. Everything belongs to him. So he gives more than you gave. You give, but he's going to multiply back to you. It's just that human beings, they want to run away from the principles of God, which God has laid down in the Bible. People want to run away. They are trying to explain it and they're trying to dodge it. See, that's not the way. God is interested in the prosperity of his house. And some people, when they want to explain the reason why they are running away from God's principles, they say the preachers are becoming rich. They are becoming richer. Oh, somebody working for God and you thought God is not a rewarder of them by diligently seeking, God blesses his servant. God blesses his servant. Has nothing to do with it. Just God blessing his servant. Don't be offended when you see God blessing his ministers, blessing his servants, and blessing his people. They are just following the principles of God. They are working for God, and God is just working for them. You know, because many people get offended. They say, why should a preacher own an aeroplane? Why should a preacher own a university? Why should a preacher have a good car to ride? Why should a preacher live in a good home? Oh, Jesus didn't say we won't have those things. Matthew chapter 6, the disciples, they asked Jesus, the master, we followed you. Jesus said, I know you followed me. You won't miss anything. Everything you don't have now, he's going to provide to you physically here on earth and even in heaven, more and more. So God is interested in the prosperity of his servant. God is interested in his servant being, and even you, who is a follower, you are also entitled to the blessings of God. The blessings of God make it rich and it has no sorrow to it. Look at this picture. Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. Genesis chapter 8 verse 22, we say, as long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time shall never end. harvest time shall never end. There's a time to sow and a time to reap. You look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, reading by King Solomon. King Solomon was so blessed that he became the richest man in his day. On earth, he was the richest man, and it was God, because it wasn't that Solomon was walking round the clock, walk night and day, and he became rich. No. He had an encounter with God. You know, King Solomon had an encounter with God. God visited him in a dream, and God asked him, Solomon, what do you want me to do for you? And Solomon answered correctly, that I want an understanding heart, that I might be able to please God. And the Bible says, the speech, please God. Prior to that, Solomon sold 1,000 burnt offerings. He sold 1,000 burnt offerings. If you look at that picture. And then in the same night, God visited him and blessed him. People don't look at that aspect. They think that Solomon just woke up and everything was in place. No, scripture says that Solomon sold 1,000 burnt offerings. He sacrificed. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. God started from Abraham. Abraham gave us his only begotten son, Isaac. And God said, get ready to receive the blessing. In your heart, you have already given Isaac. Because you gave Isaac, now get ready to receive. And that was how the Abrahamic covenant was established. And now, the scripture says that Solomon sold 1,000 burnt offerings. Immediately after sowing that seed, it was a sacrificial seed because he was not blessed yet when he sowed that seed. So 1,000 burnt offerings into the work of God, into the house of God's work. And then the Bible says that same night, God visited him. See? God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This is the biblical principle that works, and we must apply it and put it in our life. It works. Oh, yes. It works. Whatever seed you sow, that shall you reap. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 9. Say, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Whatever seed you sow, that you shall reap. If you don't sow, you don't reap. If you don't give, you don't receive. Oh, yes, it's a spiritual law. It's a spiritual law. Whatever seed a man soweth, that shall he reap. Whatever seed you sow, you didn't reap. It's a spiritual law. It's a spiritual law. So there's no running away from it. There is no running away from it. Because people are trying to explain these things. They are trying to dodge. They are trying to dodge the spirit of giving. And you are just shifting yourself. Because look at the scripture. Galatians 6, verse 79. Say, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. Some people are deceiving themselves. You know, they want prayer, they want God to bless, they want God to do this, they want God to do that, they want God to do that. And God say, give, God say, sow, God say, plant a seed, give to this ministry, give to this ministry, give to this man of God, bless this man of God, bless, do something. And then you are not obeying God. And because you are not obeying God, the blessings are not coming. The blessings are just not coming. Whatever seed you sow is what you will reap. If you did not sow, you are not reaping. You are not reaping at all. But when you start sowing into the work of God, you are giving to the servants of God, the ministers of God, to keep on preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to the whole world, whether by radio, whether by internet TV, whether by, you know, you are doing God's commandment. And the reward is coming. There is a rewarder of them that diligently seeking God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Is the reason why most people, they don't have their prayers answered. Their needs are not met. They are not doing the will of God. Not everyone saying, Lord, 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 trying to enter the kingdom of God, but they that do it, the will of the Father. There is a will of the Father. Jesus said, Luke 6, that he said, give and ye shall receive. Give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure taken together, pressed down, running over, shall you receive. And then you say that is not true, then you will do something else. You will do something else. You will do something else. You know, these are God's principles. These are God's spiritual laws. And as far as you obey the laws of God, the principles of God, they work for you. Look at the widow of Zarephath. The widow of Zarephath, she gave her last meal to the prophet Elijah. The widow of Zarephath, her last meal. And then in that picture, she said, this was the only meal because there was famine. We are enjoying, you know, there was a time when there was famine. In different parts of the world, there would be famine. Famine is the absence of water, the absence of food, the absence of vegetation, the absence, there is nothing, everything just dry. Even food to eat is not there. So there will be famine on earth. 1932 or 33, you know, most of those type of things are still happening in different parts of the world, you know, famine. And do you know you can be in the midst of plenty and then you are going through famine? The famine is not just a period of time. It can happen to anybody. You can be in the midst of plenty and then you don't have. It's because you are not walking by the principle. The widow of Zarephath, she gave her last meal. And she said to Prophet Elijah, this is the last meal I have. My plan is to eat it with my son, and then we shall die. Because there is famine. There is no food. There is no water. There is nothing. But Prophet Elijah said, bring it. So Prophet Elijah took that meal from the widow of Zarephath, and he ate it all alone. He didn't even give to the child of the woman. That looks like wickedness. But you see, they have sacrificed. The greater the sacrifice, greater the blessing. He has sacrificed. And then the Bible says that God so blessed her that she had more than enough to even give out to others. See, the greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing, the greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. Some people, they look at the widow who gave too much, and they want to quote that. Say there was a woman in the Bible who gave 2 pennies, half pennies, and Jesus Christ did praise her. Oh, yes, that was all she got. Read the scripture very correctly. The Bible says that was all she got, home and abroad. That was all she got. And she sacrificed it at the altar of God. Gave it, it was his sacrifice. Because, you know, Jesus took note of what was going on. And Jesus said, this woman has just sacrificed her last body. Allah's son. That was what she did. And yes, God blessed her. You see the power of the seed, power of seed, as small as that, God, he praised her for it. But you are not the widow's mite. You are not that widow. See? But when people are running away from responsibility, they use the widow's mite as an excuse. Say the widow, a widow gave half penny. So I can as well put half penny. See, whatsoever you sow is what you reap. you are not that widow. You are not that widow. That widow may be a homeless person, may not have, is quite understood. But don't deceive yourself. Ananias and Sapphira, in Acts of Apostles chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira, they deceive themselves. They deceive themselves. They weren't deceiving God. Ananias and Sapphira. Ananias and Sapphira, they plan a coup. They plan a lie from home. The husband and wife, Ananias and Sapphira. In Acts of Apostles, that is chapter 5. They said, when we get to church, or when we get to the place of giving, we're going to tell them a lie. They plan a lie. And so they said, don't let them know we have. Don't tell them we have. Don't let anybody know we have. And so we're going to carry these pennies and go and give them out there. The husband and wife, they have planned their life. Ananias and Sapphira, that's the apostle. And so the apostle Peter, under the anointing, was sitting in the presence of God, was meditating and watching, looking at what was going on. Ananias and Sapphira walked through the doors and they came with a big laugh. For the Peter, we don't have anything. We don't have at all. It is these pennies we have. So they lie. They lie to the man of God. And many people are still doing that today. They lie in the church. Lie to everybody. Lie to servants of God. Lie to the ministers of God. Lie. You carry money and spend it. Every other thing except the work of God. Liar. Bible says all liars shall go to hellfire. Lying to the servants of God. Lying to the ministers. Lying. Telling lies. You say you don't have. You have it. You are putting it somewhere. You are spending it on worldly goods and worldly entertainment. And worldly. They want to play football match. They will buy tickets for $35. Tickets, $50, $100. They are fighting Medali, Jupri, yeah, and all the boxing. There's boxing. So they pay tickets. They pay and buy tickets online. Pay and put money there. Carry their money and put. They want to watch football. They want to go for entertainment. They want to go and play football and watch games and watch. And so they carry their money and put there. When it comes to the gospel, they tell lies. They Ananias and Sapphira of today become a lie in the house of God that they don't have it, whereas they have it. And the Bible says, it's not Peter who killed them. It was not Peter. It was not Apostle Peter. The Bible says, the Spirit of God slew them. And they died. Two of them. They were carried away like that. You know that this is what is happening right in the church, even today. Liar. Some servants of God, they want to make you believe that they don't have anything. But when it comes to going to disco and going to cinema house and going to watch football, going to boxing and wrestling matches, going to buy tickets, they spend all their money to buy tickets. To go and watch football and put their money in the wrong place. And then they want God to come and bless. They want God to answer their prayer. God is not going to answer your prayer. God is not going to meet your needs. He's not going to do anything. Except you do what God wants you to do, you are not getting anything from God. And it's very clear. The principles of God. God lies to the Holy Spirit. They lie. Knew them and kill all of them. Go to untimely grave. I don't need you to lie to the servant of God. God slew them. This same God that loves everybody. This same God that is blessing people. This same God that is healing and delivering and doing miracles. If you make no sense for God, God will kill you and destroy you. send you to untimely grave. We don't need you. Oh, yes. We don't need you here to lie. Lie. All liars that go to hellfire, to the lake of fire, they will be burned there for billions of years. Lie. The money is there. It's for the work of God. The money is there. It's not to help the servants of God to continue to preach the gospel. The money is there, but it must go to other things. Definitely other things, worldly goods, worldly things, worldly things, and worldly things that have no eternal value, no heavenly value. That is where their wealth and their riches must be. And then they come and lie to the house of God, lie to the servants of God, and lie, say lie. Don't have it. And God was in the New Testament, right there in the book of Acts. It's in the Acts chapter 4 or chapter 5. God slew them, killed them, and removed them from the earth. Don't need you. It's still happening today. Selfishness and greed is what is killing the whole world today. It is selfishness and greed that is destroying the whole world today. People are selfish and greedy. Everything must be you. You don't care about somebody else. Bible says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. No, you will not love your neighbor. Your downside, somebody will wear a rich house to a dog. A dog is what you inherit your property, not human beings. Whereas there are homeless people in the street, they are not the ones to receive your inheritance. You will wear them to a dog. Another one will give it to a cat and all those things. And the work of God is here. You did not put it there. Things of God, servants of God are preaching and doing the work of God. You are not concerned about that. What will you tell God when you give this letter? What are you going to tell God you have done? Everyone shall give account of his servants of God. Everyone shall stand before God, and you will give account of your life. If you have found one thing, your name is not written in the book of life. I know you not. You walk out of iniquity. The wind will blow you and throw you into hellfire. You get for billions of years because of your greed and selfish and what looking for entertainment. For somebody to entertain you. The work of God is going on. You are not concerned. Servants of God need help. You are not concerned. Support ministers of God. You are not concerned. Help the servants of God so that they can move on. You are not concerned. Come and say lies. Lies upon lies. And God itself, kill our alliance and survive. Send them away. Go and tell them. So did. See, this God that love everybody, if you make nothing, God will smash you to pieces. Look at the Shunammite woman. The Shunammite woman in the Bible, she gave a robe to Prophet Elisha. The Shunammite woman, she gave a robe to the prophet of God. And Prophet Elisha asked, what's her problem? What's the problem of this food? And because God does not show everything all the time. God will only show those things that are necessary, those things that have to be shown. And Gehazi then was the servant of Prophet Elijah. Said, this woman has no child. Barren. She's barren. And so Brother Elisha said, but she has just sown a seed in this ministry. She has just given us a room to stay instead of paying hotel bills, instead of renting places. She has sowed a seed. She has planted a seed for her right now. And Brother Elisha prayed over her. By this time, 9 months from now, you carry seed. And that's what God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek. God will be with you the way you receive him. God will relate with you. God will connect with you the way you understand him. See, may God open our eyes, you know, that we might behold wondrous things out of his law. These scriptures are very clear. Proverbs 11, verse 24 to 26. Proverbs 11, verse 24 to 26. King Solomon, he wrote the book of Proverbs and the Song of Solomon and Ecclesiastes. No, his teachings are very clear. They are biblical principles which God has already aligned in the scriptures. Proverbs 11, verses 24 to 26. He said, there is that scattereth and yet increase. There is that withhold and yet tends to poverty. The 11, verse 24 to 26. There is one person who scatter, who gives, who sow. He looks foolish or stupid, but that is God's principle. There is one person who gives and yet prospers and gets blessed and increase, just like just like Abraham. There's another person that withholds, selfish and greedy. Another person withholds and yet becomes poor. See? The world principle, the world will teach you to be selfish. The world will teach you to be greedy. The world system is me, 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 me. That's the world system. They teach you not to scatter. But the Bible is the opposite. The Bible talks about he that scatters. There's one that scatters and yet increases. There is another that we call and yet becomes poor. See? So the world system is the opposite of the Bible. The Bible is the opposite of the world. If the world is going this way, the Bible is going this way. The world and all its elements shall melt away with the fervent heat. He says, Proverbs 11, 24 to 26, say, he that withholdeth the corn, but he that will release it shall be blessed. These are God's principles. You withhold the corn, you are selfish and greedy. Many of them die untimely because they are of no use. They have no use to humanity. They have no use to anybody. They have no use to God. God doesn't need them. Nobody needs them. They are not doing anything. So God can as well send them to untimely grave. And that's it. All those millions and billions of dollars and billions of money you are hiding here and there, they are gone. And everybody is. Jesus said, lay up treasure in heaven. For the work of God is support the ministers of God, is support ministries like this. We are preaching this gospel to the whole world. We are reaching millions of people getting saved all around the globe. And people are getting healed, getting delivered. Everything. This is the ministry you are supposed to support. These are the ministries you are supposed to give. Here is where you should give. Here you should sow. Here you should plant. And when you give to ministries like this, and we are able to do more, that is when God rewards you. Some people, when they want to give, they will look for a place that, you know, look for a ministry that already have millions of, they already have, and they go and give. That's not, you are not meeting a need. You go to where the light is dim, where the voice is low. Go to where you are needed, where you can be more useful. It is ministries like this, it is fellowships like this, it is ministry like this that is preaching the gospel to the whole world through the radio, through the internet, through the media. How many people get saved, people get healed, people get blessed, people get delivered through this ministry? This is where you should sow your seed. This is where you should give to. This is where you must support so that God will be releasing more blessings upon you and your family. What God wants. they that do the will of the Father. It is the reason many people, their prayer cannot answer, their needs are not met. God is not doing anything for them because they are not doing the will of God. What God wants them to do, they are not doing it. But my prayer today is that you begin to sow in this ministry, start sowing, start planting, start putting your offering, your tithes, your gifts, your donations. Support this ministry right here, our miracles, radio, and television ministry. Start to, you can use any of these lines you put here. We have the Cash App. We have the PayPal. We have the Zelle. We have a bank account you can put in deposit. Or you can go to our website, www. Come, go in there and give and see all the methods of giving there. All the terms of giving, they are all there. And support this ministry so that you get blessed. Prosper. God rebuke the devourer for your sake and open the windows of heaven for you blessings that you wouldn't have enough space to keep. Yes, that's the key. That is the key God wants you to have. And when you do, then God will start moving for you. Like I reap a hundredfold return. And your prayers are answered. Your needs are met. Your burdens are rolled away. He fights your battles for you and he gives you victory. Oh, yes, these are the principles of God. These are the principles of God. Have you heard about the Dead Sea? The Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is the lowest part of this earth in Israel. The Dead Sea is the lowest part of this earth. The Dead Sea receives water from every other sea. Every other sea gives water to the Dead Sea. But the Dead Sea does not give water out. So they name it Dead Sea. That sea is dead. Animals can live, fish can't be there. Living things can't be there. It's a dead sea. We call it Dead Sea. It's in Israel. That sea is very salty. Very salty. The Dead Sea is very salty and fish cannot be there. Animals that don't have anything to do with fish. Plants can't be there. It's just Dead Sea. So, you can't do any. Listen to this now. It is the only sea on earth that receives water from every other sea. Because the Dead Sea is in the lowest part of this earth. The geographical location of the Dead Sea is the lowest part on this planet earth. And so all the other rivers, they all donate water to the Dead Sea. They all give water to the Dead Sea. And the Dead Sea does not give water any other river or any other sea. Water does not flow through it to another river. But it receives water. It receives from others. So they call it Dead Sea. Do you know there are Dead Sea Christians, Dead Sea. They only receive, they don't give. They don't give at all. They don't give to the work of God. They don't give to servants. They don't give to ministers of God. They don't encourage the work of God. They don't encourage ministers of God. They don't encourage servants of God. They don't give. And they want to receive God. God protect me. God help me. God do this. God do that. God, you do all those things. But you are not doing what God wants. Don't be a Dead Sea Christian. Please, don't be a Dead Sea Christian. Don't be a Dead Sea. Don't be a Dead Sea. Receiving and not giving. You are not supporting. You are not supporting. You are not helping. Here is a ministry that is preaching the gospel 24/7. Preaching the gospel to millions of people around the world by internet, TV, radio, television, all these things. This is where you must sow your seed. This is where you must give. This is where you must write here in this ministry so that God can reward you. God can answer your prayer. God can meet your need. God can fight your battles for you. God will give you victory. This is the place. Yes. Here it is. This is God's faith. Believe his prophet so that you prosper. 2 Chronicles 20:20. 2 Chronicles, he says, believe in the Lord and thou shalt be established. And then he says, believe in his prophet and ye shall prosper. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe in his prophet and ye shall prosper. God has asked me to tell you that here in the Our Miracles Radio Television, here in this ministry, where you're hearing the word of God every time, this is where you must sow your seed. This is where you must support. This is where you must put something for the work of God. Give bountifully. He that giveth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. If you give sparingly, some people, when they want to give, they look for pennies to give. That is not the key. They look for, you know, penny to give. That is not what it should be. That's not what it should be. The scripture says, 2 Corinthians 9:6, when you give bountifully, you reap also bountifully. The bigger the sacrifice, the bigger the blessing. The bigger, the larger the sacrifice, the larger the blessing. The bigger the sacrifice, bigger the blessing. Some people want to give, they give penny, they give small money. You know, they don't give bountifully. When you give bountifully, you reap also bountifully. When you give bountifully, you reap also bountifully. Key to breakthrough. It is the key. You don't stay away from it. It is the key. Oh, yes. It is the key. You give bountifully and you reap also bountifully. You give sparingly and you receive sparingly. Some people want to give, they give for that. They give penny. All these billions of dollars for the work of God. We need millions of dollars for the work of God. See? He that giveth bountifully, receive also bountifully. You can't give pardon by all the people want to give, they will split it, they will make sure it is $1 or $2 or $3. No, you must give bountifully and reap also bountifully. You give bountifully and you reap also bountifully. Why are you giving small penny and $2, $1? That's not going to do the work. We need to tell the fact. We need to tell the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth must set you free. If I don't tell you the truth, I'm lying. If I don't preach the word of God, what Jesus said, I'm lying. Jesus said, give, and you shall receive. Good measure, shaken together, running over, that you good measures taken together, running over, give, it shall be given unto you. Good measures taken together, running over, see? Give more than you gave. He multiplies it back to you. He multiplies it back to you. Various methods of giving to this ministry are mentioned there. That be Cash App. You can use Cash App to give to this ministry. You can use PayPal. You can use the Zelle. Zelle number is there. The Zelle number. Okay. It's area code 240-828-9374. That's the Zelle number. Area code 240-828-9374. Zelle number. And then we have our PayPal. You can use or you want to do direct deposit into the account, we have our bank account on the screen. And then you can use the Cash App. And then you can use any of the methods. Or go to our website, www.24hoursprayers.mysite.com. 24hoursprayers.mysite.com. You see all the various methods of giving there. You can then test the word give to that number. The number is there. Various methods, various ways you can give. You test the word give to the number 20279. Test the word give to that number, area code 202-792-453. You follow the prompt, follow the instruction, and then you can give also in that way too. You know, I want to encourage you to see, because God wants to bless you. Let me tell you, if you look at the scripture, anytime God wants to bless people, tell them to give. Oh yes, you create a vacuum for God to fill. You create a vacuum for God to fill. You create a vacuum for God to fill. God is the biggest giver. God himself is the biggest giver. He gave his only begotten son. What a great sacrifice for someone to give his only begotten son. And then Abraham did the same thing, Isaac, the only son. You know, the greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. 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 Isaac did the same thing. Isaac gave a sacrifice. You know, he offered his son, Abraham offered Isaac, you know, offered Isaac. And God did the same thing. God offered his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. The only begotten son, Jesus Christ, he offered him on the cross in order to get the whole world back to himself. So God gave. For God so loved the world that he gave. For God so loved you that he gave only begotten. God so loved the world that he gave. God so loved you that he gave. God always has given you. He always has given more than you. God so loved that he gave. God so loved the love that prompted the gift. If there is no love, you will not be able to give. When you have hatred in your heart, David, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. When you have hatred and malice, selfishness and greed, you can't give. You don't want to give. You don't want life to give. It's called a bottled hand. See, God so loved that the law that brought the gift, it is the law that brings the gift. It is the law that makes people to give. When people pay, they don't give. And they don't give because they hate. And because you hate, you did not give. When there is love, you give. You love the person, you love the work of God, you love the ministry of the person, you love what the person is doing. You love what God is doing to the church. You will give to that ministry. You give to that man of God. You give to the work of Jesus. But where there is no love, don't love. Then there will be no giving because there is no love. For God so loved that he gave. God so loved that he gave. It is the law that prompted the gift. For God so loved the world, John 3:16. God so loved that gave. God so loved that gave. God so loved the world that gave his only begotten son. It is the love that prompted the gift. Where there is no law, there will be no giving. No. You don't have love, you can't give. You don't love the man of God. You don't love me. You don't love my ministry. You don't love what I'm doing. You don't love. You have no love. And then you can't give to what I'm doing. You can't give to. You won't want to give to my ministry. You won't want to give because you don't love. You don't have love for what I'm doing. You don't have love for the work. You don't have love for the ministry and what we are doing. You are not concerned. You don't have love, so you don't give. But where there is love, you love the person, love the ministry, love what God is doing, you will give. Oh, yes, you will give. You will give. Say, for God so loved that he gave. For God so loved you, gave you only begotten Son. God so loved the one that gave only begotten Son. He loved through the giving. Love made the giving to come out. Yes. Remove that love. Now there will be no giving. Oh, yes. As we are doing this ministry, as I'm preaching here on this internet every time on radio and TV, I'm doing this work. You are supposed to love me and catch up. You can use the catch up, or you can use the PayPal, you can use the bear. You can use any of those methods. You can do bank deposit. Everything is there in the website. www.24hourprayers.mysite.com. You can use any of those methods. And give or call that number. Use the number. When you die, the word, tell the word give. Tell the word give to the number. It is 202-792-4553. Tell the word give to this number. It is 202-792-4553. Tell the word give. And then you follow the prompts. And then you can give to this ministry through that too. Or go to our website and give, or you want to use the staff, the share. And then we have the PayPal, we have the Dell. All these things are all there. These are opportunities for you to give. These are all opportunities for you. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. The greater the sacrifice, greater blessing. He that giveth fairly shall reap also fairly. He that giveth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Of course, that's the word of God. That's the word of God. That's the word of God. We need to follow the word of God. Oh, yeah, we need to follow the word of God. We need to follow the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Follow the word of God. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Love is cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. There is a cheerful giver to the work of God, the ministry, the things God is doing. God loves you so much. God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. So if you are not a cheerful giver, don't expect the love of God. Don't expect it at all. See, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Say, God loves a cheerful giver. If you want God to love you, then be a cheerful giver. You give. Give to the work of God. You give to the servants of God. You give to the ministers of God. You give. Somebody said, I'm going to give to the church. Yes, everybody gives to the church. But where is the church if there is no servants of God? If there is no servants of God, then there is no church. It is the servants of God that make up the church. If the servants of God are not all right, how will the church continue? See? So we must be wise. And if you look at the scriptures, whether you give to servants of God or whether you prophet Elijah, you have given to God. You give to Elijah, you give to Apostle Paul, because that's what Apostle Paul was doing. In Philippians chapter 4, from verse 15, Apostle Paul was writing because he was doing missionary work, and he was traveling, ministering, and just he had no time for any other thing. But though he did this thing, but that's not going to be enough. Philippians chapter 4, Apostle Paul was commending the Christians in Philippi. In Philippians chapter 4, from verse 15 to 19, he was praising the Christians in Philippi. He said, you Christians in Philippi, you believers of Philippi, as I was doing this work, no one sent anything to me except you Christians in Philippi. You Christians from Philippi, you are the only people who will package gifts and send to me, Apostle Paul. For this reason, may the Almighty God at our side supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I so love that scripture when I read, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. He shall give his angels charge by you. Jehovah Jireh cares for you, for you, for you. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. See, the Christians in Philippi, they were the only believers who sent gifts to the Apostle Paul to help him preach the gospel. And in that Philippians 4, verse 16 to the 19, Apostle Paul was praising the Christians in Philippi. Say, you did so well, you people of Philippi. You are the only people who supported me to be able to do this. May the God that I serve reward you abundantly. You know, many people, when they want to pray, they quote Philippians 4:19. I said, no, stop. Stop that prayer. You say, God will supply all your needs. Something happened before Philippians 4:19. Philippians 4:19 says, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. I said, read from verse 16. From verse 16, something was said. Apostle Paul said, you Christians in Philippi, you are the only people who supply all your need according to his riches. See, you can't just capture verse 19. See, many people, they want to capture verse 19 and run with it. I say, no, stop, stop. Don't lie. Don't deceive yourself. Nobody should deceive themselves. Every seed amounts to natural injury. Don't deceive yourself. Philippians 4:19, you can't capture it and run away with it like that. Start from verse 16. Verse 16, Philippians chapter 4, from verse 16, Apostle Paul was very busy, you know, praising the Christians in Philippi. The Christians in Philippi. Not the ones in Thessalonica. Not the ones in Corinth. Not the ones in Colossae. But the Christians in Philippi. They were the ones who sent gifts to help the Apostle Paul to continue preaching the gospel. Apostle Paul said, for this reason, the God that I serve, may he reward you all upon us. May he supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. You think things just happen? You think God is a fool? Just grab Philippians 4:19 and then run away. No, something else was done before Philippians 4:19. Something else was done. Maybe you believers, you Christians in Philippi, not the ones in Corinthians, not the ones in Thessalonica, not the ones in Colossae, not the ones in Rome, not the ones in Jerusalem. You Christians in Philippi, you were the only people who talked, who were able to think well that this man preaching this gospel, we should help him, send him some gifts, help him to be able to continue, you know, to preach the gospel. See, you have done. May the Almighty God that I serve supply your need, all your needs, all your problems, all your troubles, all all your fears, all your battles. Because take them from you and stop. We pray that prayer. See? Let's be realistic. Let's be realistic. Let's be realistic. If you have already said in Galatians 6, say, let nobody deceive themselves. Don't deceive yourself like Ananias and Sapphira. Don't deceive yourself. Ananias and Sapphira came to lie. Lie. And we rather have four kids of timely death. God might push them out of you. May you be useful to God. May God depend on you. May God rely on you. May God see you. May God use you. May God use you. Somebody wrote a book. Said, do you use God? Or does God use you? A man of God wrote a book. And I think I read through that book. Do you use God? Or does God use you? Because if you look around, you see that many people use God. Oh, they send God message. They pray every minute. They are telling God to do like this for them. They tell God to do like that. Tell God to do like this. Command God. Direct God. God has become an errand boy. God has become a messenger. Somebody can send messages every year. They use God. When God turned around and God said, you do this. You do this. God turned around. You do like this. You do like this. And then they run away. They say, no, it's not me. Run away from responsibility. If you don't do God's own, God will not do your own. It's simple and clear. Read through the scripture. If you don't do what God wants you to do, God will not do what you want God to do. If you will not do what God wants you to do, God will not do what you want him to do. It is clean and clear. Deceiving themselves. Like Ananias and Sapphira. Deceiving themselves. Deceiving. You know how to deceive yourself? If you deceive somebody else, it's okay. But you deceive yourself. Let nobody deceive you. When you didn't sow love, you didn't sow help, you didn't do anything, you are not concerned, you hate, he did love, and so he did not give, he did not support. God will do that to you too. He will treat you like that because you treated his servant callous. They touch not the Lord's anointed and do my covenant. You must honor the servants of God. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20. They believe in his prophet so that they prosper. Believe in the Lord. And that shall be established. And as we believe in the prophet, and ye shall prosper. You see, the word of God is so real. So real. So real. You know, so real. As I go around preaching in churches and places, and I start preaching and praying, God will do like this for you. Everybody say, amen. God will ever say, amen. God will provide for all of you. Everybody say, amen. God will do miracles for you. Everybody say, amen. God do like this for you. Everybody say, amen. God do like that for you. Everybody say, amen. They are so happy to say amen. The amen will be so loud. Well, now, turn around. Turn around. And say, God wants you to do like this. God wants you to sow, give to this servant of God so that he can continue to preach the gospel to millions of people around the world. God wants you to sow a seed now. God wants you to give now. God wants you to send him a gift like the Apostle Paul. You know, put something in his ministry. Let him be able to do it. Now, so, let's run away. You know, that's not what they want to hear. What they want to hear is that God is going to bless all of you. Everybody say, amen. God is going to heal. God is healing all of you. Everybody say, amen. God is doing miracles. Everybody say, amen. God is delivering you and giving you everything. Everybody will say, amen. Now, turn around. Turn around. Now say, God wants you to give a gift to this man of God. God wants you to sow his soul. God wants you to send him. God wants you to make a sacrifice into his name. Plant your feet. Give your eyes to his ministry. Give something substantial to his ministry. Sow a seed now. Send your tithe, your offering, your gift and donation. Give something special to his ministry so that you can continue to do greater things for God. Let God say that one thing. Know what he will do? He will bind. He said, that is not God. That's the devil. That's what he will do. He said, that is not God. It's not God again. See, people deceiving themselves. Deceiving themselves. Deceiving themselves. Deceiving themselves. Deceiving themselves like Ananias and Sapphira. And they are paying dearly for it. Paying dearly for it. Paying dearly for it. Paying dearly for it. One day I read through somewhere in the picture. They gather wealth and they want to use it for worldly things. Then the Bible says that God blew their wealth off. He blew their wealth away. God himself blew their wealth away. Because they are not serving any purpose of the kingdom. They are not kingdom-minded. They are not thinking about heaven and they are not thinking about soul winning, evangelism, how we can evangelize the world and preach the gospel. They are not supporting. And God is not concerned about our first message. No. Abraham blesses our mind. Abraham blesses our mind. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed right now. Abraham blesses our mind. You know, that's a very good song. And I miss it. I hear this song every time. I hear people sing this song every time in churches and places like that. And Abraham blesses our mind. Abraham blesses our mind. I am blessed in the morning. I'm blessed right now. Abraham blesses our mind. My hands are blessed. My hands are blessed with the blessings of the Lord. Anything I do, surely must be blessed. Oh, yes, it's good to talk like that, to do that. But the song, that song should be, Abraham, obedience is mine. Abraham's obedience is mine. I obey in the morning. I obey right now. Abraham's obedience is mine. Abraham's obedience is yours. You obey in the morning, you obey right now. Abraham's obedience. It was Abraham's obedience. Brought Abraham blessing. It was Abraham's obedience that brought Abraham's blessing. It was Abraham's obedience that brought Abraham's blessing. And it all started from Genesis chapter 12. God said, Abraham, leave the awe of the Chaldeans. These people worship moon and worship sea and worship. Come out and I will make you my own. That's where it all started. And then Abraham obeyed. If you did what God was saying, then God said, take your son, your only son, and sacrifice him on the altar. Abraham obeyed. And then God said, you have passed the test. God said, you have passed the test. And God started raining blessings upon Abraham. God rained blessings upon Abraham. So his children unto Isaac and Jacob, and God rained his blessings. Abraham, obedience is ours. Abraham obedience is what brought Abraham blessing. It's not just Abraham bless. Abraham blesses Amar. Abraham to be is what brought Abraham blessing. God is showing me people who have been struggling. People have been struggling to make a way. People have been struggling in life, struggling in every area, struggling. And God is asking me to tell you that this is the key. This is the key. Sowing and reaping. Giving to the work of God. Giving to the servants of God, giving to this ministry is the key. When you give, then God is ready to take away those sorrows and those troubles and fears and anxieties. He's ready to fight your battles for you. This is the key. Oh, yes, and I know it is, because he has done it before. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He has never changed. He will not change what he did before. He will do it again. Now is the time for you to begin to sow. Yes. Who gives into this ministry? Who gives? Bigger gives, larger gives. Make it substantial. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. The greater the blessing. Yes, you have a Kachap there. Kachap is there. You can use the PayPal. You can use the Zelle. The Zelle number is 84204082893749374. You can do bank deposits or whatever. Go to our website, www.24hoursprayers.mysite.com. Go there. You see all the systems of giving there. They are all there. Or you tell the word give to the number, area code 202-792-4553. Tell the word give to the number, area code 202-792-4553. And then follow the prompt. Follow the instructions. And then give and let God bless you abundantly. He's a rewarder of them that is generous. People who give to this ministry, I always hear testimonies from them all the time of what God is doing. Now is the time for you to sow. So a very big seed. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. Big gift there. Big gift. Big seed. Yeah, begin to do that. Believe in his prophets and ye shall prosper. Believe the word of God and ye shall prosper. Yes, begin to put that seed there. Yeah, begin to give good gifts, big gifts. Yeah, begin to do that right now and let God be blessing you spiritually, physically, financially, materially. Let God continue to reward you abundantly. May he rebuke the devourer for your sake. Every devourer that have been devouring your life, your finances, your business, your job, every devourer that have been devouring you, God rebuke it right now. God rebuke that devourer. In the name of Jesus Christ, as we are giving to this ministry right now, God rebuke every devourer for your sake. In the name of Jesus, and may you open the windows of heaven and pour you blessings that you don't have enough faith to keep. Yes, start giving right now. Start giving. Yes, some of you are giving already. Give more, give more, give more. Begin to sow, begin to plant, begin to give better seeds, bigger sacrifices, bigger blessings, bigger anointing and favor. Yes, bigger the sacrifice, the bigger the blessing. The greater the sacrifice. Yes, yes, yes. Begin to plant seed now. Yes, in the name of Jesus, begin to sow. And reap a hundredfold return like Isaac. Isaac reap a hundredfold return. Yeah, may you reap a hundredfold return. You know what that means? God multiplied it 100 times and send it back to you. That's what it means. Isaac sowed. Isaac sowed in the land, and in the same year, he reaped a 100-fold return. May you reap a 100-fold return. If God will multiply it by 100 and send it back to you. Yes, whatever you give right now, God is multiplying it by 100 and is sending it back to you in another way. He's going to bless your family, your home, your business, your job. Everything you lay hands on to do continues to prosper. You know, he makes ways for you and there are no ways. He opens doors for you. You know, can close. He gives you breakthroughs. Yes, it's happening already. It's happening already. I see many of you are giving right now. Yes, more people begin to give. More. Yeah, we have a lot to do. We have to buy equipment for this ministry. We need a lot of equipment. We got an office. We have to furnish it. We have to buy a lot of equipment and so on. We need a gospel band. We need equipment, music and praise and well equipment for radio and recording and all these things. We need to do a lot of things. Yeah, we need money, thousands of dollars. We need millions of dollars for this work. Yes, begin to give substantially. Not penny, not $1, $2. Got to give thousands of dollars, millions of dollars right now. Yes, and receive it. Receive the blessings of God. Receive the blessings of God. As you are sowing, you are reaping. Yeah, receive the blessings of God. Receive the blessings of God in the name of Jesus. Yes, the Lord, he blessed me right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. The Lord is blessing you right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. The Lord is blessing you right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. The Lord is blessing you right now. The Lord is blessing us right now. The Lord is blessing us right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. The Lord is blessing you right now. The Lord is blessing us 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 right now. He's alive, I feel more than Yes, thank you all so much for helping. And those of you who are giving already, God bless you more and more. Yes, some people are already giving. May you give more, and God continue to bless you more. Yes, continue to give more. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, he shall be given unto you. The measure taken together and running over again. Shall be given unto you. The measure taken together and running over again. It shall be given unto you. The measure taken together and running over again. God is given unto you. Measure together and running over again. It shall be given unto you. Measure together and running over again. It shall be given unto you. Measure together and running over. It shall be given unto you. The measure taken together and running over. It shall be given unto you. The measure taken together and running over. It shall be given unto you. The measure taken together and running over. It shall be given unto you. The measure taken together, running over again. It shall be given unto you. The measure taken together, running over again. It shall be given unto you. The measure taken together. And running over again, it shall be given unto you. Good measure taken together, and running over again, it shall be given unto you. Good measure taken together, and running over again, it shall be given unto you. Measure taken together.
Running over again. Time to give you my thing. Measure taken together. Lift him up, all you people, lift him up.
Lazy mom, lazy mom, lay the name of Jesus high. Lazy mom, all you people, lazy Maya. Lay the name of Jesus high. Lift him high, lift him, people, lift him up. All you people, lift him up. Lift him up, 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 all you people, lift him up. Lift him up, lift him up. Lift him higher, lift him people, lift him up. All you people, lift him up. Lift him up, lift him up. Lay the name of Jesus high. Lift him up. All you people, lift him higher. Lift the name of Jesus up. Lift him higher. Lift him, people, lift him up. All you people, lift him up. Lift him up, lift him up. In the name of Jesus, I lift him up. All you people, in my eyes. In the name of Jesus, lift him up, lift him, people. Lift him up. All you people, lift him up. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all people unto myself. We need to lift Jesus high. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift him up all the way to the sea. He said, be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. He's a fire, lift him up for the world to see. Turn back, be set up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift him up, lift him up, lift him up for the world. We lift it up from the earth. I will go. Amen. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. That your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my command, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. Joy may be full, that your joy may be full. This is my command, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my command, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. 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 This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, Got to love one another. Got your joy, many people. Got your joy, many people. Got your joy, many people. You can find some of them. Got to love. This is my son. God is love one another. God is love. My son. God is love one another. God is God is God is God is God is God is love one another. God is God. This is my command, that you love one another. Join me, people. Join me, people. This is my command, that you love one another. Yes, it's God's commandment. That we love one another, that joy may be full. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The love of God must be on this earth. Where there is love, there is peace and joy. Every good thing. God is love. Yes, God is love. When you love, showing God's power, you are demonstrating God's mission. When you love your neighbor as yourself, oh yes, that's right. Yes, I want to thank every one of you for your cooperation and for everything you do. God reward you all abundantly. And may he continue to bless you all and meet all your needs and prosper you. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for the service of today. Thank every one of you, our brothers, is away. Oh, check great. I tell you, God is blessing your business, your job. God is blessing the works of your hands. Whatever you lay your hands on to do is prospering in the name of Jesus Christ. And every one of you, he rewards you all. He's a rewarder of them that patiently serving and loving. So thank God for turning up this service. Jesus loves you and loves you too. Wish you God's peace, long life, and prosperity. Jesus' name. Please forward these messages to everyone you know. Email it, text it, tweet it, and share it. Let it go viral and bless the whole world. Blessings of sowing and reaping. Principles of sowing and reaping. Yes. Just see again. Don't know when. I allow the Holy Spirit to lead me nowadays. I don't go by my mind. I just allow the Holy Spirit to say whatever he wants to do. I don't want to speak my mind. I want the Holy Spirit to be things. So yes. Allow him to be things. For those who want to reach us on the phone, you can call area code 202-460-7110. Those who want to reach us on the phone, you can call area code 202-467-110 for prayer or counseling or anything you want to call. Call area code 202-460-7110. You can text us or leave a message. We'll get back to you. God bless you all abundantly. In the name of Jesus, we love you. And Jesus loves you too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for your cooperation, for everything you do. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be so deep. Deep in me. Hallelujah. Who more sorrow? Who more tears? Feel it in me. Hallelujah. 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 He's on me. He lives in me. Hallelujah. No more sorrow. No more watching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.